Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mortality by Christopher Hitchens is a slim, bracing work assembled from the essays he wrote after being diagnosed with esophageal cancer. Known for his public debates, political writing, and fierce secularism, Hitchens turns his formidable attention to the immediate reality of serious illness. The book traces how a life built on argument and appetite collides with medical procedures, uncertainty, and the unsettling loss of ordinary capacities like eating and speaking. Rather than offering a conventional inspirational arc, Mortality presents an unsentimental record of changing perception. The body becomes a site of negotiation, time contracts, and the mind struggles to keep its accustomed independence. Hitchens writes as a reporter on his own condition, observing the language of oncology, the etiquette of friends and strangers, and the small humiliations that arrive with dependency. The result is both intimate and public, a meditation on dignity, fear, and honesty at the end of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diagnosis as a rupture in identity. A central topic in mortality is how a cancer diagnosis reorganizes a person's sense of self. Hitchens treats the moment not as a dramatic revelation, but as a sudden administrative and existential reassignment. He becomes a patient, a category with its own paperwork, protocols, and expectations. The book explores the dissonance between an inner life that still feels continuous and a body that has declared a new reality. Hitchens examines how quickly autonomy narrows. Decisions are shaped by scan results, side effects, and the schedule of treatments. Even language shifts, as medical terms and euphemisms begin to dominate conversations. He also highlights the subtle social transformations that follow, including how others project their own fears or hopes onto the sick person. The topic is not only mortality in the abstract, but the way illness interrupts identity, recasting a public intellectual into someone measured by symptoms and prognosis. By tracking this rupture with precision, the book invites readers to consider how fragile our everyday assumptions are and how quickly life can be redefined by forces beyond willpower or intellect. Secondly, the body, the voice, and the loss of ordinary pleasures, mortality pays close attention to physicality, especially the cruel specificity of a disease that attacks eating and speaking, two activities closely tied to pleasure and public presence. Hitchens describes how the body becomes unfamiliar terrain, with sensations and limitations that cannot be argued away. This topic underscores the psychological shock of losing routine competencies. Appetite, taste, and the social ritual of meals are no longer taken for granted, and the simple act of swallowing becomes charged with risk and fatigue. For a writer and speaker, changes to the voice and endurance carry an added sting because they threaten the tools of his trade and the habits that express his personality. Hitchens uses these losses to explore a broader point. Much of what we call character is supported by physical ease. When the body falters, we discover which parts of identity were grounded in strength, stamina, and comfort. The book also illustrates how illness compresses attention onto immediate bodily facts, making abstract plans feel remote. This focus is not meant to elicit pity, but to clarify what is at stake when mortality stops being a concept and becomes a daily, embodied negotiation. Thirdly, medical reality, uncertainty, and the language of prognosis. Another important topic is the modern clinical world and the peculiar uncertainty it imposes. Mortality depicts a landscape of specialists, tests, treatment cycles, and cautious predictions. Hitchens observes how medicine can be both impressively technical and emotionally evasive, offering statistics and probabilities that never quite answer the personal question of what will happen to me. He examines the rhetoric of encouragement, the careful hedging of clinicians, and the bureaucratic cadence of hospital life. This is not a critique of science so much as a report on how scientific care feels from inside the experience. The book emphasizes the gap between population-level outcomes and an individual's lived time. Each appointment becomes a checkpoint, and each scan becomes a temporary verdict. Hitchens also notes how easily the patient can become an object of management, monitored and scheduled, while still trying to preserve a sense of authorship over his life. The topic highlights the tension between rational understanding and emotional vulnerability. Even someone trained to parse arguments must confront the limits of knowledge, and the way uncertainty can be its own form of suffering, stretching the mind between hope, realism, and dread. Fourthly, sincerity without consolation and the challenge of being comforted, mortality is notable for its refusal to offer easy consolation, and this stance becomes a topic in itself. Hitchens confronts the social impulse to frame illness as a lesson, a blessing in disguise, or a spiritual test. He scrutinizes well-meant encouragement, especially when it drifts into sentimentality or implied moral accounting. The book explores how comfort can feel like pressure when it asks the patient to perform optimism or gratitude. Hitchens also considers the etiquette of sympathy, which gestures help, which one's burden, and how even loving attention can become exhausting. His secular worldview shapes this discussion, not as a debate, but as a commitment to honesty about fear, pain, and finitude. The topic also touches on pride and vulnerability. Accepting help, admitting weakness, and allowing others to witness decline can be more difficult than the physical procedures. By refusing to turn suffering into a neat narrative, the book offers a different kind of support, permission to be candid. Readers see that clarity can coexist with tenderness, and that rejecting false comfort does not mean rejecting companionship. It means insisting that care be grounded in truth rather than myth-making. Lastly, time, legacy, and what remains when arguments end. As the book moves through treatment and reflection, it continually returns to the altered experience of time. Mortality describes how the future becomes shorter and more conditional, while the present becomes sharper and more contested. Hitchens considers how quickly long-range ambitions can shrink into manageable intervals, and how the mind oscillates between planning and resignation. This topic naturally opens into questions of legacy, what one leaves behind, what matters, and what continues in the work and relationships already built. Without presenting a tidy summation of a life, the book shows a writer thinking about unfinished projects, the desire to remain lucid, and the hope of retaining dignity. Hitchens does not romanticize death, but he also does not treat it as merely tragic. Instead, he examines what it means to face the end without appealing to comforting metaphysics. The topic encourages readers to think about how they measure a life, by achievements, by honesty, by the quality of attention given to others, or by the integrity of one's final days. In this way, mortality becomes not just about dying, but about how one might live more deliberately under the shadow of an unavoidable conclusion. In conclusion, Mortality will resonate most with readers who want an unsentimental, intelligent account of serious illness rather than a motivational recovery story. It is particularly suited to those interested in memoir, medical humanities, secular reflections on death, or the writings of Christopher Hitchens. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening awareness of how quickly normal routines and identities depend on the body, and by modeling a kind of honesty that many people crave when facing fear. It also helps readers think more clearly about how to support someone who is ill, distinguishing between useful care and performative consolation. Compared with many books on dying that rely on uplift, lessons, or spiritual certainty, Mortality is worth buying for its precision and integrity. It treats the reader as an adult, offering observation instead of platitude and clarity instead of denial. Its brevity is a strength because it mirrors the compressed time it describes, delivering concentrated insight without padding. Even readers who disagree with Hitchens' worldview can find value in the disciplined way he reports his experience and insists on truthfulness as a form of dignity. If you would like to support Christopher Hitchens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.